Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents White Colander Crime by Victoria Hamilton. Narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. 1. Bare fingers numb from the cold, Jamie Layton snipped one last branch from the holly bushes that lined one edge of her backyard, dropped it into the wicker basket, and clambered to her feet. December in Michigan. Sleety. Snowy. Frosty. Foggy. Damp. In turn, but sometimes all at once. At least there was no snow yet, though she was always torn between the joy of watching the first flakes of snow drifting lazily down in spiral paths, and the horror of driving in whiteout conditions and shoveling her walkway and part of the yard, so little Hoppy, her three-legged Yorkie poo, would have a spot to do his business. The gallant little fellow was shivering in the open door on the summer porch off the back of the house, vigilantly watching Denver, her crabby tabby, slip through the wrought iron fence dividing her backyard from the lane that gave her access to parking in her garage. The cat ambled up to the flagstone walk. Jamie carried the basket into the house, made sure Hoppy and Denver were both in, then securely locked up. She set the basket on the long trestle table that was centered in her very vintage kitchen and grabbed an old white enamel colander rimmed in red. She stuck a square of floral oasis in the center with a dab of hot glue, unplugged the hot glue gun, and eyed it thoughtfully. She was making a festive holiday decoration for the Hoosier cabinet that was the focal point, along with a new gas stove, of the kitchen in Queensville Historic Manor, now open and doing nicely in the weeks before the Christmas holiday. Dickens' days in the village.